As 2016 wraps up, we are picking up some stories that have been on a slow burn, things you might want to keep your eye on. One of those stories is the state of China's economy. You might remember the market crash at the beginning of this year, sparked by a disappointing set of economic data out of China. Investors basically realized China was not going to come to the rescue of the global economic slump, and financially, it's been a pretty turbulent year for that country. To talk about this and what 2017 has in store, we're joined by Ishwar Prasad, professor of economics at Cornell University. Ishwar, first, how did 2016 treat China?
So China went through a difficult period with a stock market boom and then a bust, and then its currency started falling in value against the U.S. dollar. And there were lots of concerns about the Chinese economy hitting a period of stalling growth. All of these concerns led to some capital flowing out of the country, and that put even more pressure on the currency. So it's been a pretty rough year for China.
China's economy is still growing. It has stabilized. Why is capital fleeing it?
It's partly because the Chinese government actually has been encouraging capital to go out of the country. But in addition, there is the anti-corruption drive, which has caused some people to take their money out of China, and more recently, concern about the Chinese economy and about its currency.
So what can we expect from 2017 from China's economy?
There are long-term concerns about China's growth prospects because the demographic factors are not working in China's favor. And there are lots of concerns that China may be in for a financial crash of some sort, either through the banking sector or because too much money is flying out of the economy at the same time, or perhaps because the housing market collapses. So those concerns, I think, are the key thing for China, whether it can continue to maintain a decent pace of growth without coming apart at the seams.
Is that something you worry about, that there's a risk of a financial crash in China?
Now, if you look at many of the numbers related to China, it certainly looks like China is very vulnerable. So, for instance, the amount of corporate debt relative to annual GDP is about 150%. That's a pretty scary number. And in many economies in the past, that has been a time when a crisis has hit. But China in some ways is special because it doesn't have that much external debt. So this sort of nets out on the government's balance sheet. But certainly there are lots of loans that the state-owned banks have made that are never going to get paid back. So somebody is going to have to foot the bill. And that bill could be pretty large, somewhere in the range of about 10 to 15% of annual GDP. So it's not like it's going to be a financial crisis that causes the economy or the financial system to come apart at the seams. But it's going to be expensive to deal with it when they decide to deal with it.
Ishwar Prasad is a professor of economics at Cornell University, and his new book is all about China's currency and its role in reshaping global finance. It's called Gaining Currency, The Rise of the Renminbi. Ishwar, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
Ishwar talked about high levels of corporate debt in China, but there's news this has been a phenomenon everywhere in 2016 to some extent. The low price of borrowing globally has sent companies worldwide on a debt-buying binge. Companies issued just more than $3.6 trillion in corporate bonds, according to data provider Dealogic. That's what happens when you have negative interest rates in Europe and Japan, I guess. Next question is, what happens to all that debt when interest rates rise? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.